Well, greetings to you today. Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 7 of this 7-day series that I've been doing out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 17. And Proverbs is a very good, practical book, and I just really encourage this for you to dig deep into the verses and not just skim over them, but to ponder them, think about them. You can take one verse or whatever and spend a lot of time just thinking about it and looking up different biblical examples or having examples of everyday life here. And so I encourage that for you to study. It's been a blessing for me over the years. There's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and there's 31 days in a month, so it's really good to take one chapter a day. If today's the 21st, then, you know, be reading chapter 21. Anyway, just some ideas there, some thoughts there. Just encourage you in your Bible reading. Give attendance to reading, Paul told Timothy. So I just encourage you in that. All right, well, today we're going to look at a couple verses in chapter 17. And the one that I'm going to start with is verse 10. It says, "A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool." I'll read it again. "A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool." So this verse here talks about the wise. It talks about the fool. And it says that if you are a wise man, just a reproof, just a word spoken, just something, some word that's spoken to you, will enter into your heart, will change your life, it will change your behavior, it will change your way of thinking. More, if you're a wise person, they'll do that more than if a fool gets 100 lashes with a whip, boom, boom, 100 times. He's not going to learn as much from that as a wise person will learn just from a rebuke or a reproof or some correction in his life. So I just want to encourage us in that. Are we wise or are we foolish? If somebody comes to you and reproves you, rebukes you, how do you look at it? What do you think about it? Is it something that is going to change your life, or is it something that you're going to get upset about and take wrongly or take offense to? You don't see maybe it's not even coming in love, but a lot of times it comes from people who love us when they tell us things. And so how is it with you? How is it with me when somebody reproves me or rebukes me? And I want to be like the wise, and I hope you do too, and let that enter in to us and not be like the fool. So that's one verse that I'd like to look at. Another one is verse 16. It says, Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart in it? I'll read it again. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart in it? So that's a question. Why is there money in the hand of a fool? Why is there some cash here in the hand of a fool to get wisdom when he doesn't even have a heart to it? He doesn't even have a heart to get it, or he doesn't want to really take it or to understand it or to put effort into it to get wisdom. And one example that I thought of was, we lived in Ghana, West Africa for some time, and the school system there is very corrupt in a lot of ways. And what all the students from the time that they're in kindergarten till they're in ninth grade is, it all is pointing towards an exam that they'll take at the end of ninth grade. And that exam is a national testing, and when they take that exam, then that either determines whether they go to high school, they would call it college there, or whether they would go, if they do poorly, they would, to further their education, they would have to either work as an apprentice, or they could take a technical school and maybe learn something like art or printing or mechanics or many different practical things, hands-on things. So it all depends on how well they do at that score. And most parents, most people want their children to do well there so that they can go on to high school, to college, and get a better education so they'll be able to make more money and not be so poor. Because when you work just as a mechanic or whatever, it's not back there anyway. Most of them don't make very much money. But you can make more money if you get a better education, according to that culture. And so what people will do is they'll bribe the teachers. They'll bribe, even the teachers will bribe the ones that are carrying out these or watching over these exams. And so they can have cheating going on. If there's cheating going on, then they can get a better score, possibly. But see, the problem is these students, they could have learned, they could have gotten the wisdom that they needed to pass this exam, but they didn't apply themselves. And I think this is what this verse is talking about, is wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom? Why are you going to give a bribe? Why are you going to give this money to try to get wisdom for this person when it's only going to catch up to him when he gets to high school anyway? He's not going to be doing well there. But then they just keep bribing their way to get better, to get scores. They'll give more money to their teachers, and it's just a corrupt system. So the thought here is that we need to be diligent. We need to apply ourselves in our learning and not just try to pay our way and get a education or whatever. And it can be that way in Bible reading too, or in studying the Word of God. We want an easy way to get it done, but you know, in order to really grasp it, if we're going to be a wise person, we need to dig. We need to see and look for the gold that's there and get those gold nuggets and study and show ourselves approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be reproved, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's my encouragement to us today. Let's be wise. Let's be wise in the way of reproof. Let's be wise in the way of being diligent in studying the Bible and seeking after the Lord and not just trying to get a shortcut or having a way that we can get it done without any effort. So that's my encouragement. I hope you are blessed with Proverbs and that you would apply yourself to wisdom. Well, thank you for listening, and may God bless you.